Even more record pain at the pump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The prices of gas up another 8 cents today as oil surges after Russia's Ukraine invasion. AAA's national average for regular now a record $4.25 a gallon.
These gas prices, they are impacting the people who can least afford it, the working class.
Republicans like Congressman Buddy Carter want to boost domestic production after President Biden banned Russian oil. Democratic Congressman Akeem Jeffries wants to tap into
traditional allies in the Gulf states. Such as Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and others.
There's a new attempt to evacuate Ukrainians from areas Russia's battered for 14 days.
We understand from Ukrainian officials that they have agreed with the Russians for humanitarian corridors to be set up from a number of cities. They went into place, we are told, 3 hours ago. They will last for another 9 hours if the ceasefire holds.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Some cities have no power, dwindling food and medicine supplies. More than 2 million Ukrainians have fled the country. There's a bipartisan budget deal in Congress that would give more aid to Ukraine.
Congressional leaders have come up with a $1.5 trillion federal government budget, and that money includes $13.6 billion to help refugees as well as assist Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Lawmakers are hoping to get the measure through the House today and through the Senate by Friday.
Fox's Jill Nato. Opening statements are this morning in Michigan at the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer, angry over the Democrats' COVID restrictions. Two others already pleaded guilty. The day after the first trial stemming from the Capitol riot ended.
Guy Reffitt of Texas was found guilty by a jury of entering the Capitol with a holstered handgun, interfering with police, and civil obstruction for threatening his children if they turned him in.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A few hundred other accused rioters have pleaded guilty to various charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
2 weeks into Russia's war in Ukraine, that country's resolve and all the sanctions imposed on Russia's leader are taking their toll.
I think Putin is angry and frustrated right now.
So CIA Director William Burns and others in U.S. intelligence see him escalating his fight.
The Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, told the House Intelligence Committee that military setbacks combined with Ukrainian resistance will not likely deter Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who, she said, will likely double down in Ukraine. As for Putin's announcement that Russia's nuclear forces have been put on high alert, Haines says they have not seen a significant shift in Russia's nuclear posture.
Our analysts assess that Putin's current posturing in this arena is probably intended to deter the West from providing additional support to Ukraine as he weighs an escalation of the conflict.
The intelligence community said they're monitoring for increased risk of cyber attacks and assess that Putin may accept a different definition of victory in this war due to the losses he's incurring. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The U.S. has been urging all Americans in Russia to leave immediately, but one, a star basketball player, cannot.
Russian state media have released a mugshot of Brittany Griner, the first public sighting of the Phoenix Mercury All-Star since she was detained at an airport near Moscow. That's after Russian customs officials claim a drug dog alerted to her carry-on luggage, which allegedly contained cannabis oil in a vape cartridge. Officials say they have now begun a drug trafficking investigation into Griner, and if convicted, she could face 10 years in prison. Griner, among the countless WNBA players who go overseas during the offseason to play, the two-time Olympic gold medalist now caught in an international situation amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we've seen stock futures rise. So it could be a rebound after a nearly 1,000-point Dow drop the past 2 days. Markets also rising overseas. Talks between Major League Baseball owners and players went past midnight trying to end a lockout. They'll resume this morning ahead of a deadline today for more games to be canceled in April. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.